message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
The presence of the Lord tonight. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. And at His right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. We would have said we should continue to praise God uninterruptedly tonight. But let's just go into the word briefly so that somebody will not think that there's no word for tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How many of us have been listening to fresh words since this program started and you have been blessed? If you have been blessed, shout hallelujah. Praise for a new beginning. Praise for a new beginning. There is an easy way to terminate the ugly face. There is an easy way or an easier way to terminate the ugly past. There is an easier way to be able to create the future that you desire. And this way, this method, this methodology is the method of praise. Praise is a vital step for the success of mankind. As long as the breath is still in your nostrils, you owe God the depth of praise. In Psalm 150 verse 6, it says, let everything that has breath. So your breath is for praise. And as long as you have breath, you have access to new beginning via praise. Quickly tonight, why is praise so important to a new beginning? Why is praise so important to a new beginning? Number one, praise provokes God's intervention. Praise always provokes God's intervention in the life and in the destiny of a man. When you are praiseful, you access intervention. Somebody say intervention. Everything you praise God for, you access intervention from God. If you see somebody that lacks heaven's intervention, if you see a man or woman that lacks heaven's intervention, there's a very simple explanation. There is no praise. Praise always bats intervention. And I pray for somebody here tonight that you will receive intervention in Jesus' name. In Psalm 22 verse 3, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabited the praise of Israel. Anywhere praise is, God comes there. And when God steps in, problem must step out. When God comes in, challenges must bow. That is why I know that as you praise God tonight, everything that seems like a challenge to you must bow in the name of Jesus. Number two, why is praise important to a new beginning? Praise is a weapon of vengeance. Psalm 149 verse 6. Praise is a weapon in the hands of a Christian. He said, let the high praise of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hands. Praise puts a sword in your hands. That's why praiseful people are dangerous human beings. You attack them, you have signed your death warrant. You try them, then you are doomed. Praise is a weapon of vengeance. When you see a praiseful man or a praiseful woman, they are not people that you fight because God is very, very jealous concerning them. God is very jealous concerning them. How many of you will want to lose somebody that gives you food every day? Somebody that gives you delicious food every blessed day. You say, I just wish to lose this person. Anybody like that here? Nobody wants to lose anybody feeding him or her. It's the same way with God. God praises are people that feed God. And because they feed God, God can't be fed up of them. Because they feed God with what he wants, he can never be tired of them. So he fights for them. God will fight for you tonight. The forces that are against you tonight, I decree that the force of heaven strike them down in the name of Jesus. The force of heaven strike them down in the name of Jesus. The force of heaven strike them down in the name of Jesus. Many wonder why the enemies of this commission cannot overcome us. This is our secret. The ever praiseful is the ever winning. The ever praiseful cannot be conquered. That's why I know that because you are under this umbrella, none of the people against you will be able to conquer you. They hate you, but they cannot do anything to you. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Number three, what is in praise that makes it so important for a new beginning is that praise is an evidence of hope, and hope never makes ashamed. Romans chapter 5 verse 5. When you praise God, it's a sign that you have hope. And when you have hope, you can never be ashamed. But we say, hope maketh not ashamed. You can't have hope and be destroyed. Your hope makes God know that you are a man of faith and that you are a man that you should respond to. Look at a man like Abraham in Romans chapter 4 from verse 18 to 21. The Bible was talking about how he was so old, yet because of hope, God still responded to him. I can't imagine how a man of almost 100 years and a woman of 90 years can give birth to a child so easily and effortlessly. Who against hope? Somebody say against hope. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations? According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. The Bible says his body was already dead. His body was already dead. You know that as a man grows older, the man's engine gets weaker. But concerning this man, as he was getting older, his engine was stronger. His engine never went into knock situation. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's. Also Sarah's womb was already dead. He can't carry children again. It was already wrinkled and shrinked. And he staggered not. Somebody say he staggered not. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. He said, being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he is able to perform. So he was a man of faith. He was a man that had hope, and he did not stagger in faith. And because of this, he continued to give glory to God. My prayer for you tonight is that your hope will pay off for you in Jesus' name. What you are hoping that God will do for you, he will do it for you. What you are expecting that God will do for you, he will do it for you. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Your hope and your expectation will not be cut off. Number four, why is praise so important to a new beginning? Is that praise births preservation. Praise, you know, as you go to another phase of life, the more you access more of God and more vision, the more enemies you have. If you are a human being and you tell me you don't have any enemy, it means that you are not going anywhere. Because once you are going to become somebody in life, you have people that will just hate you. But they can hate you, but they can't hurt you. They can dislike you, but they can't do anything to you. And I pray for somebody here tonight that the preservative power of God will continue to rest upon you in Jesus' name. Praise is a security equipment. Praise is a security gadget. It's like a bulletproof. That's why they call something the garment of... Have you heard about it before? Garment of praise. That garment of praise is a bulletproof. When you shoot at a praiseful person, the bullet will return back. I speak to somebody here today. Those shooting at you, the bullet will go back to them and their family. I said the bullet will go back to them and their family. Praise is a weapon of preservation. It's a weapon of preservation. According to Psalms 50 verse 23 and Malachi chapter 2 verse 2. And I pray for somebody here tonight that God will continue to help you in Jesus' name. Psalms 50 verse 23. Let's go to number 5 quickly. What is in praise that makes it tick for a new beginning? It's like praise back wonders. Praise. When you are praiseful, you access new wonders. As I was praying this afternoon, one of the things that God told me that will happen in this meeting tonight is that he will release signs and wonders. For as many who can believe it, for as many who can receive it, God will release signs and wonders to you. I say God will release signs and wonders to you. Let me hear your loudest amen. We came here fully prepared. Because I know something, there will be no carryover concerning your case. I said there will be no carryover concerning your case. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. There will be no carryover concerning your case. Tonight is the night that you experience signs and wonders. Exodus 15 verse 11. Praise always bats signs and wonders. Who is like unto thee, O God, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness and fearful in praises, doing wonders? So when you praise him, he releases his wonders. He releases his blessings. He is forced to release to you even what you don't deserve because you praise him. You know that story when Herodias' daughter danced before that king? And then all of a sudden he said, ask me anything you want until half on up to half of my kingdom. Unfortunately, the useless girl and her mother asked for the head of John the Baptist. Those asking for your head shall be disappointed. I said, those asking for your head shall be disappointed. Those asking for your head shall be disappointed. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number six, what is in praise? Praise always bats harvest. Psalm 67 verse 5 to 7. Many of you here have been planting many seeds. It's time for you to enter into your harvest. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then the Lord shall, then the earth shall yield and increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. When you praise God, you have signed up for harvest. That's why some of you are here. Some of the good deeds you have done 3, 4, 5 years ago, even immediately after this meeting closes, you begin to harvest the good dividends. All the people you have helped, all the good work you have done in the house of God, you will begin to harvest the good dividends. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Praise makes you enter into your harvest. And I say this to you, you have finally come to your harvest season. I say you have finally come to your harvest season. After you must have sowed, the next thing is for you to harvest. And you have been sowing prayers. Praying for yourself here in your houses. We have also been praying for you in the last few days. Night and day, midnight, midday, afternoon, crying to God. And tonight, the harvest has finally come for you. As you praise God tonight, you will receive mega harvest. I say you will receive mega harvest. You will receive mega harvest. And that harvest, you will not be able to eat it alone. I say you will not be able to eat it alone. Because you have to call your friends to come and share out of it. It will be too massive. I say it will be too massive. 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 And number seven, can you access in praise? Fresh oil. Psalm 92 verse 2 and verse 10. Psalm 92 verse 2 and verse 10. When you praise God, you access fresh oil. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Verse 10. But my horn shall thou exalt at the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. When you praise God, you access fresh oil. When you praise God in the area of ministry, in the area of business, in the area of life where you operate, you access the oil needed to function. Your head will not lack oil. I say your head will not lack oil. Quickly tonight, what are the enemies of praise? What are the things that can be an enemy of praise? Number one enemy of praise is sorrow. That's why you must not allow sorrow in your life from tonight. As you journey in life, one major thing you must avoid is sorrow. Proverbs 17 verse 22. Proverbs chapter 17 verse 22. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dry the bones. If you want to enjoy your life and get the best of new beginning, avoid sorrow. Turn to your neighbor and say, avoid sorrow. What causes sorrow? Quickly. Number one cause of sorrow is hopelessness. When you are hopeless, you become sorrowful. So, stay hopeful. Isaiah 51 verse 11. Don't allow sorrow. Isaiah 59 11. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 51:11. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Not 1:11. Thank you, Jesus. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. Someone say amen. Amen. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Concerning you, sorrow and mourning will flee away. Sadness will flee away. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Number two cause of sorrow is following other gods. Haven't prayed and waited on God for the last 12 days and more, then you must never go after any other god. Exodus 20:3. Anybody that goes near after another god, is sorrow. Bible says, thou shalt have no other god but me. God is speaking there. We are not allowed, and many of us, our many Christians and many non-Christians, their god is money. And when you pursue money to the extent that you forget God, then that person is looking for sorrow. But sorrow will never be your portion in Jesus' name. 1 Timothy 6:10-11. 1 Timothy 6:10-11. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee all these things. Now, that place is basically trying to tell us to flee anything that involves excessive pursuit of money. Because money itself is not bad, but the love of money is what brings evil. Number two, cause of sorrow is offense. If you want to enjoy the best of God in this new beginning via praise, avoid offenses. Avoid offense with your maker. Avoid offense with people around you. Don't be a person that easily picks up offense. Isaiah 45:9. Isaiah 45:9. Matthew 11:6. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. That is anybody that is offended. Oh God, what kind of thing is this? What kind of thing is this? I'm even tired of you, self. Woe to him that is offended in God. What should come out of your mouth every day is praise. What should come out of your mouth every day is appreciation. And for somebody here today, all the days of your life, appreciation shall be springing out of your mouth. When you see somebody who is highly stranded, go and find out they are offended. When you see somebody who is like as if their life is chained down, they are offended. New grace to be praiseful and cheerful comes on everyone here tonight in Jesus' name. Number three, cause of sorrow. Thank you, Jesus. Number one cause of sorrow is hopelessness. Sorry? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So we are number what now? Covetousness is another thing that makes a man to be sorrowful. Proverbs, Luke 12:15. Luke 12:15. Every man or woman who is covetous will always, you will not want to praise God if you're a covetous person. And he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisted not in the abundance of the things which he had. As you leave this meeting after this celebration night, don't allow anything called covetous to be seen around you. Whatever God has given to you, whatever God has blessed you with, learn to be content. The cure for covetousness is contentment. 1 Timothy 6:8. And I pray for somebody here tonight, a new grace for contentment. With all the blessings that God has given to you, receive it in the name of Jesus. Robbers, prostitutes are victims of covetousness. That's why they can't praise God acceptably. They can't praise God acceptably. But from tonight, you are released from that in Jesus' name. Number five is refusing to let go of the past. Refusing. I'm talking of enemies of praise. Number one. Anyway, let's go straight to number five, like I said. Is refusing to let go of the past. If you are going to praise God tonight, you must forget about your ugly past. If you continue to focus on your ugly past, you can't praise God tonight. Forget about your ugly past. Isaiah 43:18-19. Isaiah 43:18-19. Remember ye not the former things, neither ye consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. It shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in your desert. So if you are going to praise God tonight, you must not focus on your bad past. You must not focus on what you have lost in the past. And I pray for somebody here tonight that a new grace to praise God acceptably, you receive that grace tonight in the name of Jesus. Another major thing that causes sorrow is high-mindedness. 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 1 Timothy 6 verse 17. High-mindedness is a condition where an individual sees everything or everyone as below him. Everything as below his expectation. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded. Being high-minded is talking about you feel as if God is too slow for you. So why do I need to praise God tonight now? All the things I've been praying since January, not one God has given to me. That's high-mindedness. My prayer for somebody here tonight is that you will not be a man or woman of high-mindedness in Jesus' name. You will escape every root of high-mindedness in Jesus' name. Everything that God has done for you, be thankful for it. Can I tell you this? There might be a period in your life whereby all some of the things you asked for did not come. But there will be a period in your life where the things you did not even ask for will come with speed. That's how life is. That's how life is. That's why some of the things you have been praying for, you have not received yet. If you can thank God acceptably tonight, you will get them. You will get them more than even what you bargained for. You will get more than what you bargained for. And that will be your expectation in the name of Jesus. And I think I better begin to round up. Number what now? Number 7 is the spirit of heaviness. Another major thing that causes sorrow and hindered us from praising God is the spirit of sorrow. This spirit came inside Elijah in 1 Kings 19 verse 4. May that spirit of heaviness never be found in you again in Jesus' name. That spirit is a terrible spirit. That Elijah, the man of God, said, I want to kill myself. This week, somebody came to see me in my office and said, sir, I was almost at the point of killing myself. I'm talking of this week, not like 1 month or 10 months ago. This week, somebody came to me and said, I was almost at the point of killing myself. This is as a result of the spirit of heaviness. And in Isaiah 61 verse 1 and 3, Isaiah 61 verse 1 and verse 3, the Bible was said, the spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of prisons to them that are bound. Verse 3, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Tonight, as we praise God, that spirit of heaviness that makes you always sad when it's time to praise God, that makes you always weak when it's time to praise God, that spirit of heaviness is flushed out in the name of Jesus. That spirit that makes you very heavy, he said, lift up your hands and the hand is as if the hand cannot be carried. That spirit that makes you tired when you want to get up. That spirit that makes you weak when it's time to dance. Enough of that spirit and it must be cast out tonight in the name of Jesus. That spirit that brings suicide thoughts into your mind. Suicidal tendency. Let me just eat rat poison and die. Let me just go and drink acid and just die. Your life is more than that. It's more than that. You are not permitted to die now because your best is yet to come. You have not yet fulfilled your destiny. You have not yet fulfilled the reason why God brought you here. So death is not around your corner at all. Because you are even going to see your children's children. To the third and the fourth generation. Let me hear your loudest amen. You will use your gums to eat kola nut. It's in my place that they say that. So you will get so old that your teeth will... Praise the Lord. And number last cause of sorrow which we must avoid if we want to praise God is wrong association. There are some human beings. Their association with you is the beginning of sorrow. In Proverbs 27 verse 17, Bible says, iron sharpeneth iron. Iron sharpeneth iron. So a man sharpeneth the countenance. Can you see that? One man sharpens the countenance of his friend. There are some friends, when you have contact with them, all you feel like doing is just to smile and to laugh. But there are some, immediately you were laughing, when they came, the laugh disappears. The smile suddenly is like a bird and the thing just goes. And you are not saying, what is it? What is wrong? What is it? No, nothing. Why are you looking like this? Nothing. I'm just depressed. I'm just not happy. May God separate you from such people. If they refuse to repent, may God separate you from them. But if they want to repent, may they repent tonight. life is too short to be living or to be dwelling with a sadist. Life is too short to be living and to be dwelling with somebody whose heart is never happy, whose mind is always depressed, oppressed, suppressed. Possessed. Yes. They can be possessed. They can be possessed. And tonight, as we praise God, that evil bird that makes them sad must fly out in the name of Jesus. And it will not enter into anybody here. I say it will not enter into anybody here. It will not enter into anybody here. As you praise God tonight, that spirit of sorrow that makes the blessing that God is bringing to you to turn back and reverse, that spirit of sorrow is arrested tonight. I believe there are some angels that carry miracles and blessings. We have seen them many times here. And I also believe that when they come to a person who is always sad and depressed, they reverse back. Because the angels don't like such situation. And sometimes their face is so wrinkled that angel could not recognize them that they are the one. When the angel saw this, I know this is not the person they sent me to from heaven. Because the face is so wrinkled with sadness, that will never be your portion in life. When the angel comes, he will want to be coming every time to visit you. The next time an angel visits you, he will be so happy that he will go back and say, please let me be going back to this person all the time. He's like, give me money, let me take to her. Give me children, let me take to her. Give me good husband, let me take to her. Give me good houses, let me take to her. I've been saying ha 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 since morning. And you are saying amen, amen. Okay, give me prosperity, let me take to him. Give me advancement, let me take to him. Give me a good business, let me take to him. I speak to somebody here tonight. Every good thing of life, you will get it tonight. Every good thing of life, you will get it tonight. As you praise God tonight, something very drastic will happen for you in the name of Jesus. Is somebody ready tonight? If you are ready, rise up on your feet and give Jesus a big clap. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands to heaven and give
it. Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.